Welcome to another episode of Motive 8. I'm your host, Carla Roberts, founder of Motive Learning. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for anyone leading a technical team, designing effective technical training programs. Whether you're working with employees or contractors, a well-designed training program can be the difference between a thriving team and one that struggles to meet expectations. First up, let's talk about the key components of a successful program. A strong technical training program starts with a clear understanding of your objectives. What do you want your team to achieve by the end of the training? Whether it's mastering a new software, improving safety protocols, or boosting efficiency, having a well-defined goal sets the direction for everything else. Next, consider the structure of your training. This should include a blend of theoretical knowledge and hands-on practice. While the theory provides the necessary background and understanding, the real learning happens when your team applies that knowledge in real-world scenarios. Think of it as the learn-do cycle. Without hands-on practice, theory can become abstract and difficult to apply, especially in a technical field. Hands-on practice can be observed through OJT checklists or tracked through interactive videos and web-based training courses. Balancing these two elements, knowledge and practice, can be tricky, but it's essential. For instance, when training on a new piece of equipment, start with the why and how, why this tool is important and how it works. Then move quickly into supervised hands-on sessions where learners can engage with the equipment, make mistakes, and learn from them in a controlled environment. This approach not only reinforces their learning, but also builds their confidence. Finally, let's talk about measuring the effectiveness of your training initiatives. It's not enough to just deliver the training. You need to know if it's working. This can be done through assessments, feedback surveys, and performance metrics. Look how well the team is applying what they've learned on the job. Are they more efficient? Are they making fewer errors? Regularly review these outcomes and adjust your training program accordingly. Remember, training isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process of improvement. I'm Carla Roberts. Until next time, keep motivating and inspiring your team.